May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I read that in the late 1960s, somebody actually sat down and put together a collection of wisdom sayings common to American mothers. Some of those sayings sound really familiar to me. I'll bet they do to you, too. You can probably even complete some of them for me. Okay, you can go to Randy's house, but don't overstay. You're welcome. Right. Just because somebody jumps off a bridge, does that mean? And my all-time favorite, don't make me call your father. I can just hear my mother's voice. Can you hear your mother's voice with those? This is the fourth Sunday of Easter. It's also called Good Shepherd Sunday because in the gospel reading today, we hear Jesus describe himself as the Good Shepherd. And like the Good Shepherd, moms and dads and grandparents and godparents and teachers and special others in our lives touch our lives. They teach us. They lead us, they comfort and mentor us through life. They teach us that we matter, and they help prepare us for life. And not all of those important people are biological moms and dads to us. I remember very vividly voices that helped shape me. Three in particular. There was this very short, as big around as he was tall, Italian, wonderful, loving science teacher in high school, Frank Gordon. And he just, for some reason, saw in me something that he wanted to make sure that I made it to college. And supported me in building my first science fair project. And it was a robot that was taller than I was. I was about 15 years old when I built him. I lovingly named him Marmaduke J. Sternwaller Jr. And I still have a picture in the Jefferson County Journal of this robot that I won first prize in the New York State Science Fair. And it's because Frank Gordon just encouraged me and loved me so much. Another voice was my wrestling coach, Steve Jakowski, and he's somebody who I just really looked up to, and you know, he just helped me understand a lot about myself. And another very important one is Dick Spry. Dick was my Boy Scout troop leader, and he ended up launching me on a path that took me through Boy Scouts, Eagle Award, God and Country Award, being the president of my Explorer post, being an assistant scoutmaster in the Valley Forge, Pennsylvania Boy Scout troop. I mean, just many, many years in Boy Scouts that really did a lot to shape me and develop me into who I am. For good or for bad, it helped form me. I'd like you to think about and remind yourself of the voices of the people who have shepherded you. I think it's important for us to recognize that as a way that we practice the presence of God. God is present in our lives through those voices. The house I was raised in was just inside the village limits of this little farm town that I grew up in. The population was 1,800. And as you can imagine, of that small of a town, one of the major buildings in town was the cattle auction barn. And the field of the cattle auction was also our softball field. And so every day in the summer, you can imagine what the bases were. Anyways, my buddies and I, every day, all summer long, would go to our baseball field, the sales barn pasture, and play softball. And I remember that if you hit a pop fly that went over the roof of the sales barn, that was an automatic home run. It was that kind of a place. Well, our house was about a block away, and I remember that as it would start to get to be dinner time, I would hear my mom's voice from the side porch of our house saying, "Ken, time to come home." And I'd hear that voice a block away, as clear as though she was standing right next to me. And I knew that it was a voice that was going to make sure that I got fed, that I got home safely at the end of the day, that she wanted to keep me out of trouble as best she could, and just to check on me. It was a voice I know, and I can still hear it. Even our Lord's mother used the pull of her relationship with Jesus to remind him of what his inner nature really was. Remember, he went to the wedding in Cana. He was not there to declare his messiahship. He was not there to do miracles. He was there to have a good time with his friends. And he really didn't want to do anything else. Mom would not hear of it. Mom wanted him to share his gifts. And by his listening to that voice, he began his ministry of miracles as he turned water into excellent wine. Probably Pinot Noir. The power of these voices in our lives, in yours and my lives, help us to appreciate what it means for Jesus to be our good shepherd. It's about hearing and recognizing his voice. Jesus said, "I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father." We know Jesus. You and I know Jesus. We learn about him and his voice through Sunday school and adult education and praying and through private reading, through activities that we do together as a faith community, and through ministry that we do together as a faith community for people outside these walls. Through our lives as Christian men and women, we learn to hear and to recognize Jesus' voice. We hear his voice in our hearts. We hear his voice through our thoughts, in the words or actions of people around us. And even sometimes, I've been told, not in my experience, but in others, audibly to hear his voice. We know when it's him because we can recognize his voice by the way it makes us feel inside when we hear it. When we're in those situations where we can just feel that we know that that is Jesus. That's one of the key ways that we practice the presence of God. And it's why it's so important for us to remember those voices that help shape us. In Acts, Luke describes the feeling this way: the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul. They knew by the way they felt that Jesus' Spirit was in the middle of them. They could feel that he was right there with him. Their shared love for Jesus brought them not only close to Jesus, but close to each other. Jesus explained that this is not only a relationship between him and us, but it's a relationship that grows out of the love he has for God the Father. So this is a divine love that we are referring to here. As we travel along our own personal faith journey, I pray that we would continually and actively listen for our Good Shepherd's voice, the voice that calls to provide care for us, to feed our spirits, to bring us home safely, to keep us out of trouble, and to simply let us know how much he cares for us. Let us pray. Dear Shepherd Christ, we thank you for your loving care. We pray that you give us the discernment to hear your voice, to filter out all the other voices that compete for our time and attention. Allow your glory to be revealed through us. Guide us to follow your lead. We pray this in your precious name. Amen.